Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
If we have to throw hands, I am totally down.
Now, this will be hard for some people to swallow. You know you're looking at a
window. Former Husker national champion, Matt Verzel.
It's that guy that's staring back at me, looking through my soul, saying, I'm your dude.
Matt Verzel, former Husker national champion.
I know this is your bang zone. I know this is where you get down.
And they are deep and thick.
Please, God, give me one of those fat guys.
Big Papa Verz, let's bring him in.
Probably the most fun you'll have with your clothes on.
We're going to get you in the lab and bust one out. You try to get too cute with your packages. It still feels hard when you touch it.
Now you've got a bunch of fat midgets that want to hurt people.
Matt Verzel.
And there's no better feeling in the world when you are face to face with another grown man and you can drive him and you end up laying on top of him.
Hey, man, I'm a weirdo. I know it. I admit it. That's how I have to get down.
Back on the up and up. So hate on, but
guess what? I feel like well, we're still trying to track this guy down. Here he is. I figured maybe he heard me crying earlier and he has been walking on foot. He has been walking on foot to come and punch me. We'll join him now. Verz, did you hear me crying to Kugler earlier and you are en route to punch me in the face? And is that what your plan? Is that what the plan is?
That's not real happy with this whole scenario in any form. I'll tell you this. Oh shit! Oh, drop button.
Boom! Got it. We're good.
My radio. Sorry. So, first of all, thank you for doing this for everybody every day. I don't know if you know, but you know you got me. Business ownership is no joke. And when we moved from the little place to the big place, boy, Verz is in a dark, dark place.
Right.
And, you know, I had moms, fellow friends, and everybody worried about me. But I knew if I could get to my radio by 11, I could at least get a laugh out of the day. So I thank you for that. I thank you for letting me fill in when you're gone, because it is a trust thing. And you've done an amazing job of building this show. And your listeners are very loyal. And props to you for your dedication to your craft and everything you do with basketball and how hard you work to prep and have everything done. And your broadcasts are, you got a non-basketball guy like me watching, so that should say something. But just thank you for everything that you've done for Omaha and radio and dummies like me that just need to get through a tough day sometimes.
Man, what's funny is you're the guy I need to be thanking. I appreciate all that, but like, again, I mean, you and I we're prideful dudes, and we take pride in what we do. If you leave, I'm sure you want whoever you leave in charge of Pisons, you need to trust that guy. You know, like and that's how I felt about Game Time, and I knew, honestly, the only way I could have even continued to, or I was able to do the basketball stuff and the radio stuff for years was like, oh, I was like, Verz has got this. He's like, I the supreme trust I had in you. So I like, it's hard to put a price on the peace of mind that I would feel being away doing the TV stuff, knowing I'm like, Verz is killing it. He's doing his thing. I know the listeners love you. And so really I should be thanking you for holding it down for me, man. Seriously.
Well, I mean, so the end of the story, we're both pretty awesome and we both overcame Corey. So.
Exactly true. Exactly 100% true. That's how it goes. Yeah, I mean, people have heard this story. I mean, the amount of you were one of my favorite guys to talk to, even when Nick Baugh was running around the bars in Lincoln, Nebraska when I was 21, 22 years old. I would always seek you out almost every night, and I was like, I need to get like just 10 minutes with this guy. That's it. Like, I still loved our deep conversations after one too many beers in Lincoln.
You get it now. You get to go out and you get to have too many beers. That was work.
That's true. That's true.
You sit there and you look at the window and you're like, oh, there he is.
There he is. I'm gonna go talk to him.
I know she. No, not that way. I'm like, I know she likes him, so I gotta let him in here. Or else she's gonna start to give me the death stare, and I think she might whoop me if I don't.
Yeah, it's a fact.
I gotta let. And then if you come in, then chances are there's a root somewhere coming with you, or a Willie, or somebody. Now I got a full bar at 1:30.
Yeah, yeah. It was a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? It was good because we maybe brought we drank a lot, so we brought some ability to add some cash to that cash register. But getting us to leave was hard. It was pretty hard to get us to leave. You know,
it's difficult. But no, I've always appreciated you. You have a very inquisitive mind. And you're not nearly as narrow-minded as I am.
I don't know about that. Yeah,
branched out into other sports much better than I do. But yeah, it was a pleasure. Even at that time, I knew you, we talked about your goal. You
know, yes,
you want to go way back in.
Right.
I'm like, what's your goal? He said, I want to do this. I'm like, well, let's figure out how to make it happen.
Right.
You and just so get to play a small part in that and watch you move on, and now take a big step to make that happen. I think it's awesome.
I think I don't know if I talked about it. You have a. Like your friendship to me is exactly what an offensive lineman does for its teammates. Like you just always like you always want to help me. You always want to like even like I know I always joke with Kim. I'm like, you know, if I ever needed Verz to just go take someone out, like I feel like I'd just call and Verz to do it. Like you just but that's is that the offensive lineman in you? Like it's just it's cool.
Don't even need the name. You just give me a general address. We'll figure it out. I'll do some internet sleuthing and figure out who wronged you in that area, and we'll take care of it.
You got it taken care of.
It's always been my demeanor.
Right.
I've always, you know, you want to see people around you succeed. If you succeed out of that, then great. If you don't, then you did what you're supposed to. I think we miss it a lot in life, in society. We're all worried about getting our own.
Amen.
My basketball pisses me off, Nick. Everybody got to get their own. Nobody's team wants to get it all. So,
right. Right.
I'm a team guy. I'm a team guy to the bone. I'm a team guy till I die.
Right.
Anything that I can do, and I think people know that, I'll help in any way. So, yeah.
There's no doubt.
I don't have much contact in the NBA, but I need to.
Okay. But no, you're so right. Like, I think you can be, it's just like how it is with your teammates when you prep, like, you can root for the guy that is your teammate or your competitor, but also want to rip his head off, you know? Like,
for sure.
And I think that's, I mean, the industries that you're in, I mean, we're both in. I mean, you run a business, you know? I doing media, it's like I can root for another radio show or another radio host, but still want to be like, man, I'm better than that guy. You know what I mean? Like, you can have both those things.
Jay Foreman and I talked about it today. And talking about kids competing, right? And the worst thing you could do is get a kid who's playing a game against his buddies on a different team because they don't want to whoop, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to keep it in the radio sense. I want all those shows to succeed. But when I was a kid, you would play. Some of my greatest memories from childhood growing up were hitting a home run off of Chad Detloff. He said he could get his fastball by me. I said he couldn't. I had a 32-42 Easton Black Magic that said he did. But we played ball go far that day, and I Cadillac'd that sucker. They had a stopwatch on that trot, a lot of, in my case. But that's my nature. sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse.
That is so good. Hey, by the way, I thought about you this weekend. I got my first Cubs experience. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All I could have hoped for and more. Like, it feels like my thought was sometimes professional sports venues have a stale and corporate feel to them. Wrigley feels like a college football game. Like, that's what it, outside, inside, it has a collegiate feel and charm to it that other places don't have.
Now let's get down to the dirty. What bars did you go to?
What were they? I mean, you know what's bad is I don't even know if I remember what they were called. I could get you that information. I can get you that information at some point by making a few text messages. But
the Cubby Bears out of home plate. Did you go there?
I don't know. I walked by it.
Is down the left field. Like, did you go to the fancy new ones? Like, all new places?
No, we went to.
Okay. Did you go to Murphy?
We might have had a drink at yes.
Yep, Murphy's is outside the outfield.
Yep.
As long as you got there, we're all right. Hey, you picked up a sweet lid too.
I did. Yeah, I got. It's like my favorite new hat. I got a nice Cubs hat. I mean, I am. I'm all in on. And you know what else was unique about it? And I don't know if this is how it is everywhere. The Cubs fans, like, I made friends with everyone around me.
Yep. Instantly.
Like, instantly talked. There was one guy that is in front of me that, like, I don't know if me and him are going to buy a two-bedroom apartment in Chicago overlooking the lake or what it's going to be. But, like, I don't know if that's just how it is at Cubs games, but I was, like, I was struck by that, too, how nice everyone was.
And you can – there's – sensory stimulation is an amazing thing, right?
But yeah.
I'd never forget the first time I stepped foot in Wrigley Field and you smell the ivy and the hot dogs and the stale beer. And I've been to other ballparks, but it's just different there. It's just
– yeah.
And sometimes you're hard-pressed to find Cub fans from Chicago. I've got more friends from Alabama, Tennessee, you know, all around the country that we've met at Cub games.
Right.
You know, you keep in touch. And, oh, it's the best place ever.
I'm like, mad I didn't get this guy's information in front of me. Like, that's how much I like that guy. He was a great guy. I mean, we were
Cubs message board.
Oh, I need to go. Yeah, lost connections. Dear guy with a beard that sat in under. You know, like, I mean, that's what I need to do. I need to figure out who this guy is, man. But yeah,
well,
I was
wrong. It's real quick. If you buy somebody a beer, it's easy to make friends.
True that. That's what it was. At one point, we grabbed a couple brews from the guy, the vendor or whatever. Maybe if I'd have bought this guy a beer, I would have gotten his phone number. But you know what? You live and you learn, Vers. You live and you learn.
You get it next time.
He was.
Who all did you go with? You and Willie
and Bo. Yeah, and then their wives, Courtney and Amy, and then my wife. And so it was great. I mean, it was. You could tell too. The guy was with his wife, and he was like, he wanted to be in our. You know, he was like, I want to talk to these guys right now.
I was intolerant. I'm guessing that's probably the first non-Bava trip for a minute.
Yeah, in a related story, we're not the drinkers we once were, and we thought we had it like that, and we do not, you know. But it was
fun.
Isn't that
the worst?
Yeah.
The first time where you go out and hammer them like you used to hammer them, and you wake up in the morning and it feels like a freight train is sitting on your head. You're just like, what happened here?
When we were taking the train back to the hotel from the Cubs game, your boy was like, ooh, boy, oh. Are we on a roller coaster right now or a train? Like, what is this? Crazy.
See, wiggly too. That train gets you a little wiggly.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, what
did Coogler do to make you cry?
You know, he's a guy. I don't know if you have someone in your life that, like, you know, he is just, that guy's got a special place in my heart that I just, yeah, you know, all that mushy stuff that you offensive linemen don't want to do. You know,
well, I didn't know if we were getting into subliminal messages. That was who you wanted me to whack because he made you cry.
No. Verse, okay. Whatever you do, keep right. Kevin Coogler safe, okay? You right. Keep that guy safe. You need to keep him safe. No, he's just, you know, Kev's the best, man.
Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got a guy like that. I mean, he's been my mentor, you know, a guy that I've consulted a lot in various parts of my life. And yeah, he's, you talk about a guy that could have easily just gotten big time and just be like, I don't want to talk to you. And he did not. You know,
like he does
that.
To me.
Pretty much what he does for you. He's big times verse. That's pretty much how it goes. You know. Oh, by the way, Corey Lathrop just tweeted, says, "Okay, I take back my sappy tweet I sent earlier. Get this Cubby love out of my ears. Sorry, Cardinals, Corey. I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize for that. Before I let you run, give me the number one thing." The number one thing you're interested in with Big Ten Media Days, or are you like, man, enough, this is all who cares? Like, is there anything you take away from Media Days at all coming up this week?
I hope somebody just talks a little noise, like that was awesome. Or somebody, rightfully so, mind you, says, hey, I'm tired of hearing about Nebraska. They haven't done nothing in a long time. If somebody just give me that, like you're paying attention,
right?
I'm good. It's got to be, if I'm Wisconsin, Iowa, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, I don't even care. I'm just tired of hearing about you.
Right.
Or, you know, give me a we'll figure it out in the season. Yeah, give me some of that.
I agree.
It's all too nicey-nicey.
Well, you know who might be willing to kind of say some things on the other side? Mo Berry, I feel like we might need to all brace ourselves. I think Mo's about to, like, make some bold comments here coming up in a few days.
You know what they say about the check and what cashes it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we might have to pump the brakes. I'm more of the walk softly, carry the big stick.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Just do it. About. Right.
Yeah,
right.
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 In the words of Jay Foreman, 2-1 show, ain't nothing to it but to do it. So we can just get to that point. I'm good.
It'll be interesting. I mean, because you wonder, like, there? Does the program need a Mo Berry? Someone that was like, I always say Creighton needed Maurice Washington when they went into the Big East, or Maurice Watson, excuse me. When they almost needed like a cocky guy to be like, listen, we belong here. I'll lead us into this thing. Like, he was perfect for Creighton when they made it in the Big. Like, does Nebraska need a guy that's willing to kind of bump his gums a little bit?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But when that whistle blows, you best back it up.
There you go. That's it. Like,
so you're cocky and confident. That age old debate we've had many times, but
you're right.
Get that in there. Hey, listen, if you go out and run it, you go out that first game, you have 11 solo tackles, I'll be like, keep flapping them, bud.
Yeah, keep bumming the gums. You're fine.
Use my Twitter handle. <Go ahead.
laughs> I love it. Well, I didn't cry with Verz. I didn't want Verz to punch every tear off my face, so I did not want that to happen. Hey, man. Meant everything I said. You know I love you, and we will hang out soon. Okay, how about that?
I'll be more shy. I might cry if you do that.
Well, if it'll make you cry, then let's do it. Okay.
Hey, anytime, brother. Love you like family.
You got it, Verz. That's the big pop himself. Thanks, Verz. That dude. I'm telling you, it's the offensive lineman. Like that guy. Like if you're. Verz is like one of the. When you're in with Verz, you're all the way in with him.
All the. I'm so glad I got in.
Yeah. Oh, he'll. Yeah.
I think I'm in now. I'm so glad I'm in.
He's got like just, but I think it's that offensive line thing. Like once you're in, that dude has got you.
Yep. He makes sure everything is good with you.
Everything's good with you. If anything's not. Let me know what I can do to make it better.
Right. Whenever I talk to him about filling in, he's like, Georgie, you good?
Yeah, you good.
Everything good on
your
end?
I need to do.
Right.
And that includes killing somebody and burying the body. We'll do it. All right. We'll do it. All right. Are we going to combine? Or what do you want to do?
At this point, you're making all of the decisions.
Let's combine and get our crossing.
Live duck!
That's a fact. Let's we'll take a break. We'll get our crossover game right on the other side with John and Josh.